I interviewed the first psychiatrist that was opening up an internet addiction clinic for people that are on chip body overload. Okay, so this was a while ago. I've read in the press now that more of these clinics are opening for chip body overload people. So what is that going to do to the laws of the United States? Like, can there be a legal defense in the future for chip body overload? Is that going to be integrated into the legal system so now they have clinics and all this other stuff?
You mean World Wide Web rehab? Well, our penal system, the hooskow, is full, so there won't be room to feed them in tin cam, and the Wi-Fi in prison, they say, kind of sucks. So, in that case, they'll have to send them to the Wi-Fi rehab instead of sentencing them to customer service. What is that? What you call them for community service? For I mean, that's not customer, no service, of community service for hours you have to put in picking up trash in the highways and the byways of life. So it becomes problematic or issuance of how it applies. For example, you're either going to have a throttle on the web access itself, but see, they don't want to do that. I mean, it's kind of like tobacco. They say tobacco's bad for you, so quit making it. No, they make it because they make too much money off of it. The syntax involved with that process is too vast. So what they do is they just run it up and put pictures of corpses and cadavers and say, this will be you if you engage in this. Well, human creators say, well, wait, I've done this 100 years and I'm still fine, so maybe not. But then the tax base that's involved in that gives them the monies to then legislate more of these controls. Same thing that applies to the chip body. They can't control it, but yet they're trying to. They can't monitor it, and yet they do. If anybody sends anybody a child molestation something, they already know it's on your hard drive, and they come and collect you to put you in the hooskow. So they know, okay? That's this whole IP issue. Well, then they have to make it be a race about who can bundle the IPs around the other way, you see. So it becomes just the status of control, because that's when you're hung up on authority rather than power. Because if you know about power, you also gain authority. But you got to get power first down pat before you jump into the authoritative gauge of how you're doing. So to answer your question, what you're actually looking at is there will be at some stage, at some point. Now we're talking about USA, United States. The United States is, not are. It is. Okay.
Yes.
But you're going to have a shift because there's lots of folks, well, at least seven or eight others that are outside of the U.S. that are listening that don't even know what this is all about because it really is just kind of drivel after a little bit. But the point of this choke that's being displayed is they've gotten to the place now where they can't keep up with the flow of information. So therefore, the only way it can ever go forward is that it must be an abomination. So therefore, we must limit it and control it and cease it and stop it.
No surfing the web except for 2 hours a day, and then take B-complex and drink lots of water. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, that, or they limit what's available. You can be on it 24/7, but if you can only go to three sites and none of those are pornography, you're going to cut down on a lot of IP addresses.
Someday, an attorney is going to enter a courtroom and they're going to say, well, my client got electrically, has an internet addiction issue, and was texting while they were driving on the 405 and killed 14 people. He's been into rehab twice for chip overload, internet addictions, and that's defense. Is that a trend that's going to be happen in the future, or is that already happened in the courts?
Motions have already been done alluding to this. But don't you worry. What about the cars now that you push a button and see? It does detect for you now.